The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Ricketts, CEO of Sarian, as VRS ticker. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Always a pleasure to be here, as you know. Love to be able to get this this news out and explain it slightly better.
Yeah, well, we're talking here about, obviously, you know, your company is involved in all different kinds of materials, but advanced materials, and we're talking about hybrid graphene, and it's inhibited, SARS-CoV-2, of course, and tests being done in a laboratory, and we'll go into that in a bit, because it's very important, of course, and, you know, these problems are going to be around with us for a long time. It's not just SARS, coronavirus and COVID, of course. It'll be a problem for a long time. Before we get into that, Neil, for people not familiar with Sarian, can you just explain what it's about, please?
Yeah, sure. So we're an advanced materials company listed on AIM. And what we do is we work with the great universities in the UK, and we take the technology that they're developing and then we put it into applications that can really help society.
Yeah, yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, now they say SARS because it's you know, COVID is SARS 2, isn't it? It's a severe acute respiratory syndrome, and you've shown it inhibition by hybrid graphene nanoplatelet and metal oxide powders. Now that's quite a complex title there, but what does it mean? What's happened? Tell us about this, if you could, Neil.
So basically, what we've done is we've so one of the technologies that we're involved in is the exploitation of graphene, working with the University of Manchester and the University of Cambridge. And what we've been able to do here is we've taken our graphene nanoplatelets, these subatomic particles, well, these atomic particles, should I say, and we've added groups of chemicals to them, which mean that they're kind of modified. And in this particular case, what we've been able to do is we've been able to modify those chemicals that we're producing to a level that inhibits, you know, COVID-19.
I see. And you are doing masks, aren't you? Is that the same kind of thing? What's happening here? Is this hybrid in those masks?
No, not at the moment. So this is preliminary testing. This is the next kind of move on from that. And what we're looking at here are materials that can retain that ability to fight the disease. So not only, you know, attacking the virus at the point of treatment, but then also being able to make sure that we can continue to inhibit this disease. When COVID came around, we were already actively involved in a number of projects. We'd already spoken to the mask manufacturers about PPE and about how graphene could play a part. It's been a real theme for a couple of years within the graphene community. You know, what uses can we get from this new wonder material? It's so flexible. It's so able to be adapted to different circumstances. And what COVID-19 has done is it's really accelerated that work. And so what we've got now is we've got a supply chain for the manufacture of masks with our partner out in China. Professor out there is doing some outstanding work on how we use these materials actually in products. So the next phase for this particular material is to get it out of the laboratory. We've tested it in a level 3 lab, the only place where you can do this kind of live testing. And we've got to get it into applications now and just prove that those applications work, and then we can get it to market. So all the work that we've been doing over the last few months, you know, when COVID came around, we had the opportunity either to kind of sit back and wait it out, or to push even harder. And I'm absolutely delighted that the team has pushed really, really to the extreme and worked really, really hard. We've worked together as a collective group to look at these big challenges. It doesn't matter whether it's making beds for the nightingales or it's making masks and PPE. And they've been able to demonstrate that we can take this technology from concept to test, you know, successful testing in a very short period of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And for example, like you say, if this proves out at further levels, what kind of, you know, as an example, just off the top of your head, what kind of applications can be used for, in what, you know, substances, and where can it be used?
So what we've developed here is a couple of different derivatives of material which can be then included into other materials to give it this antiviral inhibition. Mm-hmm. So if you imagine that we take this nanomat material, and then we mix it into some of the products that may be being produced by AAC, like those bed panels. You know, we're hoping that we can be able to demonstrate that we can not only create the functional aspect of that bed panel, but then it actually increase its ability to be able to fight this disease and make sure that it can continue to do that. So, you know, it's been a very exciting morning already. We've had a number of companies contact us, and, you know, those range of applications, they kind of move from masks and PPE, as we've spoken about, right the way through to things like filters and other things that are going to be useful in the fight against these types of diseases. You're quite right. COVID-19 is just one instance of a range of different diseases that have kind of attacked us over the last decade. N1H1, SARS, you know, all of these things, you know, have had significant impact on communities, and COVID-19 is by far the biggest one that's hit us so far, but I don't think it'll be the last, unfortunately. And so it's kind of our duty to come up with these materials which can kind of give us a fighting chance.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I can see in the future it almost being compulsory to have, you know, NHS workers wearing antimicrobial PPE, you know, because that just makes sense, doesn't it, really?
Well, if you think about, you know, we're highly dependent on all of our services. You know, the NHS have done a fantastic job, in my view. You know, they've gone, you know, way outside of what we would expect in trying to deal with this disease. But it's also the police, it's the fire service, all the support functions. It's even the delivery drivers that, have kind of maintained the supply chains of food and things like that. And what's become very clear to me is that we've kind of been a little bit arrogant. We've been a little bit kind of blasé about how we protect ourselves. I used to take flights, you know, like they were taxis in terms of, you know, getting around the world to go to various meetings and so on. And now I'm a lot more conscious about actually, you know, what risk am I putting myself at and what risk am I putting other people at by traveling when particularly, you know, we might not be that well, or we might be under the weather or whatever. So I think people will become a lot more conscious. I think they're also a little bit more fearful of things like traveling. And if these materials can be used to alleviate some of those concerns, and I think, as we get back to a more normal life, it'll be very, very important. And that's why these materials are so important in kind of getting us back to that kind of situation that we were in before.
Yeah, absolutely. And other parts of the business, keeping busy?
Yeah. So the team has been working hard on a variety of different projects and processes, including, you know, G-Scale. But they've really gone out of their way to make sure that we're making as much progress as possible at the moment. And it's great to have such a great team that we're expanding and taking on these challenges. So for me, I did a webinar last night. One of the questions, you know, what gets you most excited? And for me, it's actually being able to see these technologies that maybe a few months ago we were talking about actually giving very positive test results, far in excess of our expectations in the laboratory, and then getting those actually into products that kind of make everybody's lives better.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Okay, now, as always, three reasons. If someone just listening to this likes the sound of what you're doing but are not yet following the story, just three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay, so the first reason is our connections and contacts. We're supported by a variety of different organisations, including Innovate UK, but we work very closely with the University of Manchester, the University of Cambridge, the University of Warwick through WMG. And so we've built this great foundation that we can now build off. The second thing is that we're in one of the most exciting areas in terms of development. You know, advanced materials is well understood to be an enabling technology for a number of different industries, including the automotive and the aerospace industry. And the third thing is that we're now able to demonstrate with scientific fact that graphene is not only an interesting science experiment, but it is also going to be absolutely important in society moving forward.
Marvellous stuff. Neil, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.